Now, live from the Daniel Scappin Studio, deep in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, it's Mike Malloy.
Well, happy truth seekers. Welcome to the Malloy program for this 18th day of January 2016. I am, of course, not Mike Malloy. Mike and Kathy and Molly are out enjoying the evening. It's about, 13 days or so until Malloy Liberation Day. And so Well, it's nice to get in one more evening with you guys as we count down toward Molloy Liberation Day. Of course, we're broadcasting, Agnes and I, from here in the hills and hollers of almost level West by Cole, Virginia, Stan. And I look forward to an evening of conversation and merriment and madcap extravaganza. It is, of course, this 18th day of January 2016, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday holiday. And I hope you have all had a lovely day, a contemplative day, a day in which you took a little time to ponder, think about the extraordinary life of Dr. King and what his vision was, and what and how much of that vision, that dream, remains to be worked on. This is, of course, a day in, and I don't want to be a bummer here, okay? I don't want to bring anybody down, but every year on this holiday, it seems like we also have to take note of what a giant bag of excrescence the right wing can be in this country. I mean, honest to God, what I've got here, and we'll get to that, but what I've got here is, first, a list of some quotes that you will never hear any white winger, any flying monkey, any birther, deather, ninther, tenther, bircher, booger eater, libertarian, repiglican, mention. The only thing that white wing America knows about Martin Luther King Jr. is that he once said he had a dream, and that he wanted to judge people by the content of their character and not the color of their skin, which to white wing America means that somehow or another, they're the ones who are now being oppressed. You know, anybody who ever brings a cold cup of coffee to a white winger is engaging in reverse discrimination, of course. But there are, as many of you know, I'm certain, there are a myriad quotes from Dr. King in his lifetime that show that he was not exactly a capitalist. And in point of fact, when J. Edgar Hoover, whenever he wasn't running around in a stunning frock, poor closeted freak that he was, I'm sorry, J. Edgar Hoover was a, again, see the afore-referenced bag of excrescence. J. Edgar Hoover was absolutely convinced that Martin Luther King is a, well, he's a communist. Of course, he wasn't. Dr. King made remarks regarding his disdain for communism as well as his disdain for capitalism. So I thought we might just take the first few moments of the program by way of memorializing the life and the sacrifice and the struggle of Dr. King and consider a few quotes that will not show up anywhere on ABC, CBS, NBC, God knows, not Fox, and probably not MSNBC either, because they sort of upset, they upset the Santa Clausization of Dr. King, and that's a very real thing. If there is a United States of America 500 years from now, and I wouldn't give you more than two chances in 10 of that being a reality, but if there is, Dr. King by then will probably be someone who visits good children in mid-January, and brings them toys. Or he may get completely folded in with Santa Claus and Jesus. I mean, that's how myth-making works. After all, Jesus got folded into Apollo and Mithras and Osiris? Anyway, Dr. King is not the warm, fuzzy character that he is being commercialized into. I mean, you know, once you've gotten to the point where the greeting card companies are writing crummy quatrains and miserable couplets about you, you know, you've been co-opted. But they're going to have a hard time with things like this. Writing to Coretta Scott on July the 18th, 1952, early in his career, just think about that for a minute. She would become Coretta Scott King. This is before that. He said, "I imagine you already know that I'm much more socialistic in my economic theory than capitalistic." Speaking of capitalism, he said, "It started out with a noble and high motive. I'm not so certain about that myself. But like most human systems, it fell victim to the very thing it was revolting against. So today, capitalism has outlived its usefulness." And you can see how saying something that in 1952, something like that, well, you know, that might get J. Edgar Hoover's knickers, literally, in a twist. On August 16th, 1967, less than a year before he would be killed, Dr. King said, when speaking to the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in Atlanta, "One day we must ask the question, why are there 40 million poor people in America? And when you begin to ask that question, you are raising questions about the economic system, about a broader distribution of wealth. When you ask that question, you begin to question the capitalistic economy. And I'm simply saying that more and more we've got to begin to ask questions about the whole society." Who does that sound like? Is it just me? Or does that sound strikingly like the sorts of things that are being echoed today by Senator Sanders? Why are there, and this was, again, 1967, 40 million poor people in America. I don't know how many poor people there are in America now. But I do know that one child in four in this country goes to bed hungry every single night. And I know that no country that even begins to tolerate that can call that acceptable, civilized, humane. So we see that the dream is very much still alive. We've got a few more of these quotes that I think we should go through. And we'll do that when we come back from the first break. It's right frigid here in the hills and hollers of almost level west by cold Virginia, Stan. But I think the conversation, well, that might get pretty warm. This is the Molloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid.
People shuffling their feet. People sleeping in their shoes. There's a warning sign on the road ahead. There's a lot of people saying we'd be better off. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking.
Hey, Truth Seekers. Organic Blue Tribe coffee comes in four smooth, delicious varieties, and each shade-grown batch is harvested and roasted locally in the Chiapas Mountains of southern Mexico at an elevation of 7,000 feet for the ultimate cup of indulgence every time. You won't find this premium coffee anywhere on the shelves of your local market or megastore. Blue Tribe coffee is grown with sustainability in mind, and the local farmers get to keep more of their profits than with other premium roasters. Even better, each bag of premium Blue Tribe coffee is beautifully presented in generous 1.1 pound packages, about 6 ounces more than the skimpy 12 ounce bags you find in other shade grown brands, so you get more of what you love. And they are now available for purchase in single bags, or purchase three or more bags and they ship free. Support a responsible advertiser who has thrown his support behind our program. Use the word Truth Seeker to get a special discount when you visit bluetribecoffee.com/Malloy. Or click their ad on MikeMalloy.com and enjoy the official coffee of The Mike Malloy Show.
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial. And I'm sorry. We're self-centered. We're entitled. And immature.
And we're super sorry about that.
If only we could be more like our parents.
Yeah, the baby boomers. You guys were great.
60s counterculture. Psychedelic drugs. You tried your best. You insisted we all go to college, and now we're the most educated generation in American history. 90% of the jobs created since 2009 are part-time, but let's be honest, we just don't like hard work. Oh, and we're really sorry about messing up those two wars you guys started. Sorry so many of our friends died.
We're really sorry we suck so much.
I mean, it's not like we jacked up college tuition prices or
destroyed the manufacturing industry.
Started two quagmire wars.
Gutted the unions.
Destroyed the global economy. And left our offspring with an environmentally devastated planet stripped of its natural resources. So on behalf of all the millennials, we'd like to apologize for being so terrible. From now on, we're going to be just like the baby boomers. You nailed it.
Past the hour for the Malloy program on this Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday. I'm Bob Kincaid. There are more of these quotes, and of course, much of this is, if not all of this, is available in one place or another on the internet. And I find it useful to go and maybe listen to a couple of these speeches on this day every year. The one that comes to mind, the most profound probably, is the Riverside Church speech of April 1967. But he had a lot to say in a lot of different fora. He told the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, "Capitalism forgets that life is social, and the kingdom of brotherhood is found neither in the thesis of communism nor the antithesis of capitalism, but in a higher synthesis." And in a report to the SCLC in May of 1967, he said, "We must recognize that we can't solve our problem now until there is a radical redistribution of economic and political power. This means a revolution of values and other things. We must see now the evils of racism, economic exploitation, and militarism are all tied together." Again, let's hear that again. "We must see now that the evils of racism, economic exploitation, and militarism are all tied together. You can't really get rid of one without getting rid of the others. The whole structure of American life must be changed. America is a hypocritical nation, and we must put our own house in order." One of the things that makes Dr. King so amazing a figure is his transferability. You hear a quote like that, and you realize that for all the talk about of white wingers, and oh God, we're going to get to them. They are over on the internet, on the Horn, headonradionetwork.com, where I live most of the time. We call Mondays Moran Monday, but I didn't think it would be appropriate to begin the Dr. King Memorial Holiday in such fashion. But, of course, the right wing makes itself into Morans on any given day. So, consider this. "I am now convinced that the simplest approach will prove to be the most effective. The solution to poverty is to abolish it directly by the now widely discussed matter, the guaranteed income. Fight for 15? Anybody? Of course, that's not guaranteed. That's just a minimum wage." And it bears repeating that if I understand the numbers that I have read correctly, and I think I do, the minimum wage in 1960 was worth more than $20 in 2016 money. So we're not even talking about something that would have been recognized as a minimum wage in the era in which Dr. King was in the heart of his work. The guaranteed income, though, that's 1967, and where do we go from here? "The curse of poverty," he says, "has no justification in our age. It is socially as cruel and blind as the practice of cannibalism at the dawn of civilization, when men ate each other because they had not yet learned to take food from the soil or to consume the abundant animal life around them. The time has come for us to civilize ourselves by the total, direct, and immediate abolition of poverty." And within, and this is at the time that President Johnson is introducing his Great Society, the War on Poverty. But, of course, the War on Poverty was framed in capitalistic terms, in terms of profit and loss and affordability, which is to say it completely, absolutely, totally, and undeniably missed Dr. King's point. And yet when we talk about income inequality, how much we missed with his murder. How much we missed. Because he would be quite the elder statesman today. And anybody want to guess? I'll speculate. Anybody want to speculate as to which Democratic candidate he would be supporting? Mm-hmm. Hint. I don't think it would be Dr. Senator Secretary Clinton. But by the same token, he might say the same thing that many of us say. Anything to keep us out of the vile clutches of T-Rump or Rafaelito Eduardo Cruz, the anointed future king of America. All right, we're going to go off into the swamp here in a few minutes. This is the Molloy Program. Stick around. I don't want to see, won't you ever land around me?
In a parka, in a crowded street, you see your love made complete. Thread is ripping, the knot is slipping. Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Molloy. Seasons are changing, and for some of us, the dark winter months and approaching holidays can negatively affect our mood or make us feel sad. I would like to tell you about Insight HT, a physician-designed supplement used by doctors for over 13 years to help their patients manage stress, feel happier, and more optimistic. It's produced right here in the United States by Nova Nutrients, the makers of NovaJoint. Insight HT is specially formulated to promote healthy brain function, improve your mood, and give you the peace of mind that comes when you're less anxious or depressed. Unlike other supplements, Insight HT works right away, so you don't have to wait for weeks or months to notice any difference. Get a special price on Insight HT with the discount code MIKE when you visit NovaNutrients.com or click on the ad at MikeMolloy.com. Don't worry. Be happy. Try Insight HT today. Thank you.
26 minutes before the hour. And contact information real quick, like, because I know folks probably don't just have this, you know, tattooed on the backs of their necks or anything, because, you already know how to reach Mike, and this is a separate studio. We'll open the phone lines in the next hour, and if you want to get involved in the conversation, that number is area code 304-574-8178. Area code 304-574-8178, and I have been wrestling with the other telephone line. Well, someday I'll have a staff, but so far it has won 3 falls out of 3. But if you want to get it, when we open the lines, 304-574-8178, or from anywhere on the planet, you can use Skype. And Skype to Skype, just send me a contact request on Skype to Bob Kincaid Horn, BobKincaidHorn. Bob Kincaid Horn. And, well, we'll get right to it. So, like I said, with the Dr. King holiday every year, it is nothing if not an opportunity for the right wing, the white wing, to absolutely embarrass itself with manifestations of abject stupidity. Hey, look, it's former member of the House of Representatives, Joe Walsh. Yes. No, not former Eagle and former bandmate of Glenn Frey, who shuffled off this mortal coil at the age of 67. No, it's Joe Walsh, the birth or death or ninth or tenth or bagger booger eater, flying monkey. And with this being a federal holiday, which I'm sure he deeply resents, Joe Walsh, who, having been ousted from Congress, having been proven to be, among other things, wildly delinquent, according to allegations by his ex-wife, wildly delinquent in the payment of his family values child support. Well, you know what happens when right-wingers leave office? They land on clouded, cloud-like cushions of money. Mm-hmm. Because, well, it's almost biblical. Never a right-winger can fall but that the Koch brothers don't know it. Mm-hmm. They're actually more effective with right-wingers falling than the big bearded juvenile delinquent in the sky is with sparrows falling to the ground when you get right down to it. So, having left Congress, Joe Walsh became a member of the vast right-wing blatherati. Ooh, how's that for a neologism? And he took to his Twitter account today, where he declared, absolutely oblivious of any notion of white privilege whatsoever, where he declared, Martin Luther King Jr. would not approve of hashtag Black Lives Matter. Dr. King was about bringing people together. He would say, all lives matter.
Nah, I don't think so, Joe. Don't think so at all, you moron. Mm-mm. No. Because Dr. King recognized the horrors of police brutality. He even went so far as to mention it on more than one occasion. But Joe Walsh, he hates him some Black Lives Matter. A little bit later, about 8:56 a.m., he tweeted, MLK Jr. was all about the content of our character, not the color of our skin. Hashtag BLM is only about skin color. The Bureau of Land Management? Oh, no. But then again, I guess we could argue that the Bureau of Land Management is all about skin color, because after all, if that was a group of aggrieved people of color sitting in the bird sanctuary up in Oregon there, well, They'd have been arrested, indicted, and probably dead about 15 seconds after Occupy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe. But he wasn't done. No. Black Lives Matter is all about skin color. No, you flying monkey, no. No, you mouth-walking, knuckle-breathing freak, no. Black Lives Matter is about not being murdered simply because one's skin color allows that to happen more easily. But Joe Walsh was not done, not by a long shot. Life's been good to him so far. No, never. Stop that. About 44 minutes later, he tweeted, "In fact, if he were alive today, Martin Luther King Jr. would lead an All Lives Matter march on Washington, D.C. You know, it takes a special combination of stupid and chutzpah to even presume to speak for the long-dead remains of Dr. King. It really does. And in this case, it also takes a great big whopping load of ignorance and, dare I say it, white privilege. Does anybody really think that Dr. King would have led an All Lives Matter march as a direct response to the idea that Black Lives Matter in a day and time where it is, if nothing else, routine for people of color to be extrajudicially executed at this time in our country where all too often the police serve as judge, jury, and executioner, and sometimes they serve those functions within the span of mere seconds, like the police officer did in Cleveland with a little 12-year-old boy named Tamir Rice, whom the person who had dropped the dime to 911 said, you know, it might be a toy gun, but the 911 operator didn't think it was worthwhile to tell that to the cop. So within a matter of seconds, he's out the door, and Tamir Rice is laying bleeding on the ground. Yeah, no, Joe Walsh, no. Dr. King would not lead an All Lives Matter march. But the thing with white privilege is that you can just keep right on going. And out there, you know that there's some other ingathering of freaks. Absolutely, Joe Walsh. Mega dittos. By 9:18 a.m., he had tweeted, "Never fails. Every MLK day you get some black folk telling white folk they can't comment on MLK and race. 'Cause they're white." I know he's from Illinois, so probably the white part. Because he's white. We're on a mission from God. No, that's not the point. No one's telling white folk, especially not black folk. No black folk are telling white folk that they can't comment on MLK Day. And race. It's just that when you get it as monumentally white-wing stupidly wrong as Joe Walsh does, then you simply have to be ready for the consequences of one's stupidity. Mm-hmm. It was, in point of fact, in 1963, during the I Have a Dream speech, that Dr. King said, and this is a quote, "We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality." See, I told you. Mm-hmm. But that didn't matter to Joe Walsh. No, no, no. If MLK were with us today, he'd say, "Quit whining. We've made amazing racial progress. You'll never know the racism that I knew. Celebrate that." Because you know who he'd say that to? Trayvon Martin's mama. And Tamir Rice's mama. And Michael Brown's mama. Eric Garner's wife. Walter Scott's family. Sure, he'd say, no. No, he wouldn't. It's a quarter before the hour, and we'll take a break. We'll get right back to it in fairly short order. This is the Malloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Come on, come on. And I'll make you feel like you are my only man. Well, yeah, and I'll give you nearly everything that a woman possibly can. Honey, you know I did. And each time I tell myself that I want to think I've had enough, but when I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can't be tough. I want you to come on, come on, come on, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here. You know, the weather's getting colder, which leaves us vulnerable to the cracking, chafing, and itching of dry, irritated skin. Fortunately, our family has found a natural solution to this uncomfortable condition from Helin Hollers. Two solutions, actually. Lemon hemp cream and whipped shea mint cream. The whipped shea mint cream is also an excellent deep conditioner for your hair and dry, itchy scalp. It's a much better dandruff treatment than the expensive commercial chemical concoctions cooked up in a lab. Helin Hollers is a little home-based business in the Ozarks, not a corporation. Each batch of these creams is handmade using organic ingredients they compound themselves, so you can be sure of their purity and quality. The good folks at Helin Hollers are committed supporters of this program and are committed to producing the best herbal products to serve your health. Visit Helin-Hollers.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and enjoy soft, smooth skin all winter long.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I got seven women on my mind.
10 before the hour, and as is always the case on these evenings when I am privileged to sit in the really big chair and try to occupy the big shoes of Mike Malloy, the time flies by. It really, really does. So let's, in the time remaining in this hour, and again, in the second hour, we will we'll go to the phones for a little bit, I think. Might be kind of fun. Thanks for the tweet. I got a tweet from Arizona Progressive. Loud and clear in Arizona via White Rose. Thanks for being there for Mike and company. What a day, huh? Glenn Frey, Griffin, and Gillette, RIP. Yeah, it's been kind of a tough beginning of the year, hasn't it? More than a little bit. But that's why there's been some Eagles music here coming out of the breaks. Yeah, I figured, yeah, why not? Because it was for the pop it was amazing. And of course, Take It Easy there that we just played, that was Jackson Browne wrote most of that, but Glenn Frey added a little bit and. Yeah, on the vocals. We've focused this hour on Dr. King's words and the unavoidable stupidity that, mean-spiritedness, hatefulness, pick a word that comes from the right wing every time this holiday rolls around, which they deeply resent, by the way. And it wouldn't be any fun at all if we didn't note the stupidity that happened over at Fox News TV Radio Rwanda, where the clown car pulls up every morning and disgorges a vast array of bizarre and miserable people. Dr. King's niece, Alveda King, was invited, and she shows up over on Fox News TV Radio Rwanda all the time, because she's the bad seed of that family, because something just went horribly, horribly wrong inside her brain, and she turned into a right winger. Mm-hmm. So she was brought on to reassure white people that Dr. King really is just sort of a dark-skinned Santa Claus now, who wants everybody to just can't we all just get along? Mm-hmm. Speaking with her, Steve Ducey said, today is, of course, a big holiday all across the country. You look at Black Lives Matter, you look at the war on police and even the political tone in the nation, what would your uncle think about what's going on in his America today? Well, see, that was the problem. It wasn't then, and it isn't now, his America. Dr. King's America is an America that exists in aspiration and not operation. Dr. King's America is the America that is still to be made. Was it Ralph Ellison or W.E.B. Du Bois who said, America never was America to me, in the magnificent, magnificent poem, Let America Be America Again. But she replied and said, put some solutions on the table, teaching people to use their words rather than bombs or guns or fists, and use their words to heal rather than destroy. Well, ma'am, I don't think that's necessarily a message that needs to be delivered to the black community in America with any degree of exclusivity. Teach people to use their words instead of bombs or guns or fists? I wonder if they've still got basic cable out there at the bird sanctuary of Feedum. Because that message might well have been delivered to Ammonium Bundy or Lavoie Think On 'em, or any of the other snack deprived goobs who are engaged in seditious conduct against the United States of America and still have yet to pay any sort of a price or even be remotely chastised for what they're doing. Bombs or guns or fists. How about we tell that to, what's his name, Mr. Deer out in Colorado Springs, that the major news organizations just seem absolutely unable to even mention, because, well, we got mention of San Bernardino last night during the Democratic pageant, and it was a pageant. I mean, honest to God, please. Did you notice the format itself was like the format of a pageant where they would cut away from Mrs. Greenspan and Lester? Over to Chuck, what do we call him? Joke Toad, where he would talk about what would be coming up next in the evening gown competition. Ooh, yeah. No, it somehow or another, I get the idea that maybe, but again, we're talking about Fox News TV Radio Rwanda. And I guess I'm just engaging in wishful thinking that maybe they would speak to the their core audience, you know, the people who are terrified to go out to Wally World for a jug of milk and a loaf of bread without enough firepower to start a war, and suggest that they stop using their guns and start using their words. I know. I'm a wishful thinker. Lines open, 304-574-8178. This is the Molloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Truth Seekers, it's Molly Molloy. If you have kids, you know they can be picky eaters. Lots of mac and cheese and pizza. Green leafy vegetables? Not so much. I want to tell you about another great product from Nova Nutrients. It's called Nutramin Pure, and it's specially formulated from all-natural plant-based ingredients to make sure growing kids get all the minerals they need for healthy development. Nutramin Pure provides all the prebiotics, calcium, and other essential minerals that might be missing from their diets. Even better, Nutramin Pure is a dissolvable powder, so there's no pill to swallow, and it doesn't have that bitter, chalky taste of many other mineral drinks that kids don't like. You can mix it in fruit juice or hot chocolate, and your kid won't even know it's there. Shh! We can keep it our little secret. Visit NovaNutrients.com or click on their ad at MikeMolloy.com and make sure that special child in your life has everything they need to grow and succeed.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
miracles just keep on happening. 6 minutes past the hour on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday evening. I'm Bob Kincaid, and as promised, by the way, just a couple other contacts. If you want to reach me via Twitter, at Bob Kincaid, B-O-B-K-I-N-C-A-I-D, at Bob Kincaid, I'm under the same name at Facebook, and email rolls in quite easily to Bob Kincaid, again, same spelling, at gmail.com. Let's run over to the Skype line, and well, the phone line too. It does double duty. And see who we've got. Hey, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Bob.
Good evening.
This is Charlie in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Oh, good to talk to you, Charlie.
Oh, good to talk to you. I've noticed a lot of these right-wingers, they keep complaining about people on government assistance and so forth, yet they want to export jobs. They want to export our entire economy. And, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, do you remember when Alan Grayson announced the Republican health care plan, Charlie? Remember when he said the Republican plan for health care was don't get sick, and if you do, die quickly? I don't think
the Republicans want you to die too quickly, because you might be able to collect on your insurance. They want you to, not be able to pay your insurance and lose your policy, so you won't put a burden on the insurance companies.
And we wouldn't want to burden those poor put upon souls now, would we? But all kidding aside, they want to export jobs, but at the same token, I don't know. It's almost like there's some Malthusian stuff operating in the swampy recesses of the Republican hive mind. Because I think they would much prefer if the poors would just get out of the way and let them live their happy lives. I don't know if you saw this story, but it's quite disturbing. 62 people on the Earth, according to Oxfam, 62 people, Charlie, on planet Earth own more wealth than half of the entire population of the planet combined.
60, I believe that, yeah.
62 people. And the calculus then becomes one of, well, how many people on this planet does it require to keep those 62 people happy, healthy, and content? I bet it's a lot lower number than the folks we've got on this planet now, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's just like, you know, when you go to an investment firm, if you want to try to put a retirement together, they'll tell you that they use the buy and hold strategy right now, so people can drain your retirement. And it's like I told one of them, you can't recover from zero.
No, you really can't. But then again, for the people who are earnestly trying to set up a retirement for themselves, that's not what Wall Street's there for. Wall Street is there to fleece those people. I mean, this goes all the way back to the so-called reform of Social Security and pension plans, the pension plans in particular. Remember when people used to have defined benefit pension plans?
Yeah, I've actually got one of those, but I don't look at the collecting it. I mean, it's in an annuity, and the only thing that has to happen is the annuity collapse, and what are you going to do?
Well, or that it get hauled into bankruptcy court, something like that. But those things actually provided something resembling, assuming all things being equal, something resembling a dignified retirement. But we got America got thrown to the tender mercies of Wall Street, and that's 401ks, what have you, and that's just you never gamble with your own money, so you know Wall Street gambles with the retirements of America, of ordinary working Americans, and then the people who manage hedge funds and so forth. Well, that's who Wall Street exists for, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And you got to remember, I mean, the way that Wall Street is run today, I mean, you can sell a stock you don't even own and then pay for it later, and you hope and pray to God the price of the stock goes down before you have to pay for it. It's called a short sale.
Well, sure. And at one point in time, we decided that that was not such a great idea after the 1929 crash. But suddenly it's ever so much fun. I mean, it's more fun than going to maybe Vegas and standing at the roulette wheel and saying, put it all on black. No, red. Oh, damn. And there you go.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I just don't foresee. I'm just wondering how long it's going to be before people in this country actually start starving to death. And the people at the wealthiest 1% or whatever, they don't care. They really don't care. They could stand by and just watch somebody just fade away and it wouldn't bother them at all.
Why should it? We're something less than ciphers to them.
But I mean, you know, it would be hard for me to stand by and watch another human die. I'm sorry.
I'm reminded by what you say there, Charlie, of the fact that there was a study sometime back where, and I think it took place in Great Britain, where the author declared that the CEO class throughout the world has a higher than average rate of psychopaths and sociopaths than appears in the general population. It kind of makes sense in that context, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then also, you know, Donald Trump, he cut one of his, I think it was his brother, out of a will who had a child with cerebral palsy. And, Donald Trump reminds me a lot of the old Nazi regime in Germany, where they had their posters of, you know, a person that was mentally afflicted, and they said, it's your money, we need to put these genetically inferior people to death.
And now that he's got his own, we call him Adolf Hitler. Now that he's got his own Hitler Junga out there singing, "Come on, boys, take 'em down." Negotiate from strength or be crushed every time. How can you not draw the obvious comparisons?
And, you know, you hear these people that are another thing in the right wing. You hear these people who support this prosperity gospel, and they say, well, the more money you give me, the more of it God's going to give you. And it just, you know, there's a lot of people getting suckered into that, too.
Well, because people are desperate. The same people who participate in the prosperity gospel are the people who took, $300 and bought 150 Powerball tickets, thinking, tomorrow belongs to me. But it's a sign of the misery and the desperation that exists. I mean, $2 for a Powerball ticket, that's $2 that you pay for the right to fantasize. But the fact of the matter is, this country is in a lot worse shape than really anybody's letting on. The closest of anyone letting on what's really going on here, is Senator Sanders, because he doesn't miss an opportunity to mention our crumbling infrastructure. And I'm beginning to wonder if that's the wrong word usage. I wonder if we should be saying crumbled instead of crumbling.
That's true. And also, there's people I wrote you an email about this minister down here at this mega church in Madison, Tennessee, just north of Nashville, who slit a woman's throat in Irving, Texas back in 77, and then had some kind of religious experience. And now he's got more material belongings than most people in Nashville.
That's probably true. Hey, Charlie, we gotta leave it there, but it's awful good to hear from you. I hope we'll talk again soon.
Okie doke. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye now. Yeah. Ain't God good? Mm-hmm.
This is the Malloy Program. The line's open again if you want to get into the conversation. We'll be right back. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Kathy Malloy. Mike and I are now both proud evangelists for Nova Joint. Nova Joint healed my hand pain, and now Mike takes it to knock out his knee pain. Here's what a listener from Santa Fe has to say about her experience. Quote, I am a 67-year-old woman who has played percussion in an African marimba band for 14 years. Plus, I am a paper engineer who hand cuts all the parts for my books. My hands have really taken a beating over the years, and my joints were freezing up and aching. I heard about Nova Joint on the Mike Malloy program. Kathy's testimonial about her improvement in her joints made me want to try this product. I am amazed. After 7 days of taking 2 tablets a day, I have no more pain and my hands are stronger and much more flexible. I can even open jar lids again. Thank you for this great product. End quote. True Seekers, you've heard the unbiased reviews. You've heard our personal stories. What are you waiting for? Visit NovaJoint.com and mention the discount code Mike and free yourself from joint pain forever.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
Can do that
because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
21 past the hour, hour number two of this MLK Junior Day edition of the Malloy program. And again, we've only got one phone line going this evening, 304-574-8178. 304-574-8178 is the number if you want to engage in a little conversation. I wanted to take just a moment to mention a little bit of more stupid than usual stupidity. And, of course, that means that we're probably talking about one of the Republican candidates for president. In this case, Rafaelito Eduardo Cruz, anointed future king of America, son of Rafael Eduardo Cruz, the man who forgot to become an American. He forgot for a very long time. These things happen. I mean, you just get busy. And I don't want to make light of the particulars of this story. Apparently, Rafaelito Eduardo Cruz had an older half-sister by the name of Miriam who died of a drug overdose about 5 years ago. And he has begun to flog her corpse a little bit on the hustings. And he has done so up in New Hampshire, where he declared that what we have to do, because citizens of New Hampshire are deeply troubled by the drug epidemic in their state, and we're talking about primarily opiates and opioids and, you know, heroin. And we're sensitive to that, too, here in almost level west by coal Virginia, Stan, because, well, we've got more overdose deaths in this state than any other state in the union. But New Hampshire has the second least availability or accessibility to addiction management, addiction treatment in the entire United States. And so because he needed something else to talk about besides how much he hates New Yorkers, we're not going to, oh, dear God. And he decided to trot out the addiction problem because, again, citizens of that state, well, they recognize a problem when they see one. And how does Rafaelito Eduardo Cruz, anointed future king of America, want to deal with the drug problem? Well, he wants to build a wall because Donald T. Rump wants to build a wall because the birthers, deathers, ninthers, tenthers, baggers, birchers, and booger eaters want to build a wall. One of the most important elements of dealing with the drug crisis is securing our border. In Texas, we've got 1,200 miles of border. The drug cartels come across that border trafficking human beings and illegal immigration, but also trafficking drugs. One wonders if the people coming across have calves the size of cantaloupes. Have you been hanging out with Steve Cantaloupe's King Rafaelito, have you? No, really. The Mexicans are responsible for... Oh, my God. Because the one thing that annoys me, and in the... In the pageant last night, which I watched, I felt like I had a moral obligation to watch it simply because Debbie Wasserman Schultz had done so much and worked so hard to make sure that no one else did watch it. And so I did. And they brought up the drug problem, and of course there was a lot of harumphing. And, okay. But no one, it seems, ever wants to talk about why we have a heroin problem. I mean, we don't have great waving fields of opium poppies out there on the fruited plain. It has to come from somewhere else. And we have not always had in a sort of Orwellian, the same Orwellian sense that, you know, Oceania has always been at war with East Asia. We have not always had a massive heroin problem. Maybe this is part of that look forward, not back thing. We have a massive heroin problem because we turned loose a country to produce massive amounts of heroin. Remember the right war? Remember Iraq was the wrong war, but Afghanistan was the right war? Well, the right war is where we got our heroin problem from. And it ain't all coming across the Mexican border. Oh no. Oh no. But God forbid we should mention Dick and Dub's little misadventure in Afghanistan now, right? Yeah. We'll be back. I'm Bob Kincaid. Nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air. The sun was out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets. The sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house. Oh, no, you're not hurt.
Hey, True Seekers, Organic Blue Tribe coffee comes in four smooth, delicious varieties, and each shade-grown batch is harvested and roasted locally in the Chiapas Mountains of southern Mexico at an elevation of 7,000 feet for the ultimate cup of indulgence every time. You won't find this premium coffee anywhere on the shelves of your local market or megastore. Blue Tribe coffee is grown with sustainability in mind, and the local farmers get to keep more of their profits than with other premium roasters. Even better, each bag of premium Blue Tribe coffee is beautifully presented in generous 1.1 pound packages, about 6 ounces more than the skimpy 12 ounce bags you find in other shade grown brands. So you get more of what you love. And they are now available for purchase in single bags, or purchase three or more bags and they ship free. Support a responsible advertiser who has thrown his support behind our program. Use the word Truth Seeker to get a special discount when you visit bluetribecoffee.com/Malloy. Or click their ad on MikeMalloy.com and enjoy the official coffee of The Mike Malloy Show. Hi, True Seekers. Mike Malloy here. Are you a type A personality and can't seem to relax or quiet your busy mind? Maybe you're overwhelmed by stress or tension and have problems sleeping or suffer from seasonal sadness. Well, I've got good news. Inside HT has a 13-year-long proven track record of beating anxiety, sadness, sleeplessness, and stress, and restoring well-being. Inside HT contains cocoa flavonoids that support brain function and restore emotional balance. Now, don't take my word for it. This is what a longtime Insight user had to say. Quote, I've used Insight HT for over 10 years now to help calm down negative mental self-talk that often worked me into a frenzy. The constant, repetitious thoughts were just exhausting. When I take Insight HT, those thoughts disappear into the background so I can feel calmer and think more clearly. End quote. So try Insight HT today. Get a special price with my discount code, M-I-K-E, when you visit novanutrients.com or click on the Inside HT ad at MikeMalloy.com. Don't worry. Be happy.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
26 minutes before the hour, and we are just a little more than halfway through this Monday night, this Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Holiday Edition of the Molloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid, of course. We are live and really awfully damned uncomfortably cold in the hills and hollers of almost level west by Cole, Virginia. Stan, we've got a biting, nasty little 5 degrees or so outside. And here in the studio, well, what are we complaining about? It's 61. It's like really good air conditioning in July. Sure. It reminds me of a quote that I saw from one of our friends over on the Horn. He used to use it for his signature in his email, and it said something like, "I noticed that everybody gets about the same of everything." I'm paraphrasing. The quote is from Bat Masterson. Take, for example, ice. The poor get their fair share in winter, and the rich get their fair share in summer. Yeah, I know. By the way, GK in Minnesota via email says, Dick and Dub? That was too funny. Drugs? What drugs? I get that statement from people about smack here, and they always seem shocked as to the likely source of said program. Great start to the Molloy program. Thanks. Thanks, GK. It's real. If one dares remember history at all, and I know that that's a dangerous business in this country, we might recall that once upon a time, before September 11th, 2001, the illegitimate Bush misadministration, the reign of error, had actually given rather a significant amount, as in millions of dollars, to the Taliban, because apart from their head-lopping propensities and the fact that they like to keep women in beekeeper suits and periodically murder a few just to keep them in line, in big ceremonial murderings in soccer stadiums and so forth, you might recall that the one thing the Taliban had been particularly successful at was severely curtailing the Afghan opium poppy propagation, because that was what propped up the warlords, whom the Taliban were not necessarily on good terms with, he said, hanging a preposition at the end of the sentence, and really should know better. But they were good at it, and we paid them for it. But then, as soon as we toppled their brutal, dictatorial, murderous, misogynistic, hateful, religiously fundamentalist, maniac regime, guess what happened again? The warlords, they didn't go away. Oddly enough, though, they didn't find their way into the soccer stadiums to have their heads removed from their shoulders. And so they went back into the opium poppy business. I remember a news story from years back that said that there were bricks of heroin arriving in New York City that actually had brand stamps on them, telling you which opium poppy producer had produced the stuff in Afghanistan. And that's the reality of our problem. Yes, yes, absolutely yes. The pharmaceutical industry has a hand in this because of its marketing of a massive new class of opioids beginning in the 90s. And maybe I'm going to get some grief for this. I don't know. But I know this much. Pain is very, very real. We have friends in the Horn Family Commune congregation who are able to continue to survive and have talked about it only because after grievous injuries, carrying people like Wall Street hedge fund managers on their backs, they have been physically destroyed. And we and with the drug problem that we have in West Virginia today, I can tell you this. If you have real pain in this state that really, really does need significant relief that cannot be gotten by eating, by chewing up a handful of ibuprofen for the refreshing burst of flavor. If you really need that, it has become near impossible to obtain. Because being as we're hillbillies, it is now simply assumed that we will take our pain meds and go out and sell them on the street and then, I don't know, go and buy Powerball tickets. I haven't figured out that end of the economy. But it's true. And so, once again, the people who get punished are the people with legitimate needs. And the people who create the problem, we wouldn't want anything resembling accountability for something like that, now would we? No. Did you watch the pageant last night? Did you watch Mrs. Greenspan and Lester? It occurred to me late in the broadcast that that seemed an awful lot like a ventriloquist act. And if you did watch, wasn't Mrs. Greenspan just awful? Trying to, and you know, it was a nasty bit of insultery, both to Dr. Senator Secretary Clinton and to Senator Sanders, trying to drag him into some sort of tawdry thing where he would say something ugly about Bill so that Joke Toad could have something to babble about on the Sunday shows next week. Or maybe something for, what does Charlie Pierce call him, Squintin' the Meat Puppet to pontificate about in the mornings on that program. It was a shameful display. But Bernie got his points across. He did so well. And here's something for you. Sparky just sent this to me. Having left South Carolina, apparently Bernie then went down to Talabama. Get this. He drew, huh? What? Really? He drew 7,000 people down in Talabama. You know what? That says something. That means something. There really is a hunger for justice in this country. And I'm enough of a curmudgeon, no, realist, to know that I see Senator Sanders as the only hope. It's like something out of Galaxy Quest. You are our last hope. Everything else is just going to be differing degrees of the continuing inexorable slide into the twilight of the United States. The only chance we have is in Senator Sanders. By my lights. By my opinion. And you can't help but wonder, with a crowd of 7,000 in a place like Talabama, if maybe they're not recognizing the same thing, too. Because, sure, I guess there's enthusiasm for T-Rump. But over on our side, you know, where the presumably normal people live, not the people who want to turn this country into neo-fascist wonderland? Well, I don't know. Iowa and New Hampshire are going to be pretty interesting. And after last night, you almost dare think that maybe South Carolina's in play, too. Because everybody says, oh, well, you know, Dr. Senator Secretary Clinton, she has the minority vote sewed up. And I haven't figured that part out yet. Anybody? Clue? Senator Sanders' rhetoric is a lot more, a lot closer to Dr. King's than Dr. Senator Secretary Clinton's ever will be. I don't know. We'll take a break and come back. Your phone calls, if you wish, 304-574-8178. This is the Malloy Program. Somebody holding me. They said, I welcome you to Crackerpot's Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crackerpot's Palace. No matter where you roam, no one loves is true.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Molly Malloy. I have a secret to share. I'm a mosquito magnet. If there is a single lonely mosquito in a 10-mile radius, it will find me. Sadly, this attraction holds true for gnats, biting sandflies, no-see-ums, and pretty much any irritating flying insect. And it's so hard to find an effective insect repellent that doesn't contain a bunch of nasty chemicals that might cause who knows what kind of scary problems for me in the future. But there's one all-natural product out there that keeps me bite-free all day long. Summer Scent Insect Repellent from Heal & Hollers. It's called Summer Scent, but it works just as well in the fall, winter, and spring. It smells great, too. Well, I guess the bugs don't think so because they steer clear of me when I put it on. Try it for yourself. Visit healin-hollers.com or click on the ad at mikemalloy.com to keep the bugs at bay the all-natural way.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
10 minutes before the hour. Time flies. It really, really does. I mentioned earlier about our little 5 degrees here. I'm sure up in Minnesota, the truth seekers there are going, ha, five, simpleton, sissy. Yeah. But it's a bone-chilling five. Trust me, please. No, in all seriousness, I'd rather have 10 or 15 below, 20 below in Minnesota or Wisconsin, where you're used to it and you know how to deal with it, than this wet, miserable, bone-chilling kind of. And 30 here, miserable. But we'll be okay. We'll be okay. Again, if you want to conversate out the last few minutes of the hour, you're welcome to area code 304-574-8178. Let's stay in New Hampshire for a moment. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Rafaelito Eduardo Cruz and his Mexican drug wall. Jesus, really? Yeah, really. I mean, look, it's what they got, okay? It's like something I heard a guy say, a musician the other night. You know, when God gives you lemons, worship Satan. It's what they got. The drug walls and hatred and fear. It's what's for sale in that bazaar. And I think we'll spell that with an I and not an A. So in New Hampshire, there's a member of the Hampstead Advisory Budget Committee by the name of Jorge Mesa Tejada. And he is, despite the name, a teabagger. And he's mad that anybody wants to spend any money to renovate or rehabilitate a school there. Mm-hmm. $4.5 million in construction to renovate a school and make children safer from the good, God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered Christians, the evangelical, gundamentalist, homosexuals. No. We want to make it safer to protect the children from ISIS. Absolutely. That's why Marco Rubio went out and got a gun. Well, Mr. Mesa Tejada can no longer go on school grounds because he, in complaining about the renovations and school and protecting the children, based on today's situation, we can have snipers anywhere shooting people and all that. They might be shot. Well, that's true. It could happen. But based on my Marine Corps training, if I wanted to really do harm, I wouldn't do it while they're going from the portables to the main building. I'd wait until recess. I'd hide in the woods behind them, and I'd have a field day. This guy actually occupies a real honest-to-God, no-kidding government committee. And he's a lawful gun owner. Merca. Hooah. Right? Yeah. And this was all over talking about a bond, and the next thing you know, this guy's fantasizing about mowing down children, Newtown style. God, they do love their guns, don't they? All right, let's run over to the phones and see who we got on the line. Hey, welcome.
Hey, you hear me?
I got you.
Okay, because I didn't hear a click or anything. One thing that pissed me off about that debate was Hillary's stupid stuff about Bernie's guns. And I don't. You've probably seen the flyer on the internet that back in 2008 she was trying to play the opposite, where she was accusing Obama of trying to be weak on guns while she was the strong Second Amendment person. And I wish the media would pick up more on this than show their hypocrisy.
Well, you know, where the media are concerned, you can wish in one hand and you know the rest, right?
True, but I was actually surprised. I was watching the CNN stuff after the debate, and they were pretty positive about Bernie last night, so that gave me hope. And then do you follow Dan America from CNN?
A little bit. I'm a cord cutter here, though, so I don't sit and watch a lot of actual live over the air stuff.
Because I've never seen him. If they put him on TV, I miss it. But I follow him on Twitter, And when the stuff that he posts on his tweets is a lot different than what you get from CNN generally.
Well, you mentioned the debate, though, and I call them pageants. The one that really got under my skin early on was when Dr. Senator Secretary Clinton said Harry Truman worked on the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
Okay, so that wasn't just me having a flashback or something. She really said that, didn't she?
Yeah. I thought, you know, well, in 48, he talked about it at a convention. He talked about, like, wanting to have medical stuff more along what I interpreted to be the lines of what Bernie wanted.
Yeah, what the entire rest of the world was going toward, or the recovering post-World War II world, you know, some sort of national single-payer health care. And that's very real, and that's very, very verifiable. But how in the name of God do you get from that to Harry Truman prophetically wanted to get the Affordable Care Act and with a lot of corporate welfare for the insurance companies? How do you do that without it just being characterized as a big old whopping lie?
I don't know. I mean, I think she was just trying to make it sound like, oh, he was for that, when what I always interpreted it as was more what Bernie has. I mean, if you really want to go back, I've heard Teddy Roosevelt wanted it.
I've heard the same thing. Unfortunately, we got to leave it there, but it's awful good hearing from you. I hope we'll get another chance to talk.
No problem. Thanks.
Bye now. And so hour number two comes to a close. We'll keep the lines open. Or, you know, I can fill a Bobster. You pick. This is the Molloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid.
True Seekers, it's Molly Molloy. By now, you've heard my mom and dad talk about how much they are enjoying their new favorite morning refreshment, Blue Tribe Coffee. The smooth, chocolatey undertones of Blue Tribe Premium, the rich aroma of the new Blue Tribe French Roast, and the smoky sweetness of Blue Tribe Espresso. Now, I'm too young to drink coffee, so I have to take their word that it's as delicious as they say. But I am old enough to appreciate that Blue Tribe Coffee is a company with a conscience. Their coffee is grown organically and sustainably, with minimal environmental impact. And because it's harvested and roasted in the small mountain town of Chiapas, Mexico, the local farmers and roasters get to keep more of the coffee profit. Blue Tribe is good for the environment, good for the farmers and community, and tastes good too. Well, so I've heard anyway. Visit bluetribecoffee.com/Molloy or click on the ad at my dad's website, mikemolloy.com, and start your day deliciously.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. Or, wait, I didn't go anywhere. You didn't either, did you? No, I didn't think so. But anyway, it's hour number three. I'm Bob Kincaid, and it's been a lovely evening so far. Let's see if we can't round out the third hour just as nicely. A note coming in from Ray down in Florida, talking about the pageant last night. What was truly pathetic was Hillary trying to make Bernie seem anti-Obama in order to distract from her bankster ties. She even had her stacked audience helping her. I was glad O'Malley reminded everyone there's no one or nothing Clinton won't exploit to gain some cheap, petty points. And I try to make it clear from time to time. If she's the Democratic nominee, and I know there's a lot of the truth seekers that disagree with me on this point, and that's okay, because the whole goal here is that we can have a reasoned conversation. We are not right wingers. We are not flying monkeys. I don't care how far into the process we are. My primary here in almost level West Bicol, Virginia, stand comes around in May. So odds are, whichever way it goes, it will probably have since decided by then. But when that primary comes around in May, I'm going to march proudly into the booth, and I actually get to vote on a sort of paper ballot. I mean, it's still computer scanned, and you can check in with Brad Friedman to find out what that all means, but I'm not voting on a video game. And that's reassuring. But I'm going to march into my little booth, and I'm going to color in that little circle next to Bernie Sanders' name. And nothing, and I mean, there's no other, no, it's going to happen. And there are people who consider themselves progressives here in West Virginia who are trying to make the argument that only Hillary can win. I was here in 2008 when they were saying the same thing and referring to Barack Obama as an upstart. Might as well have called him uppity, you know. And I was here in 2008 when a Democratic primary voter who was a real, live, honest-to-goodness, registered member of the Democratic Party, having been asked why she voted for Dr. Senator Clinton, she wasn't Dr. Senator Secretary Clinton yet, said, well, because we begin all sentences here with, I don't think America's ready for one of those. I'm not kidding. They interviewed another Democratic voter for Hillary who said, my pastor told me that Barack Obama is a Muslim. And, of course, along the way, Barack Obama already had that nomination sewed up by then. But that wasn't going to slow down the racists, so I don't see... And frankly, I will not be surprised if Senator Sanders doesn't sew up the nomination himself. Because there's something about a campaign run by Dr. Senator Secretary Clinton that just makes you sort of wait for the other shoe to drop. You know what I mean? And it could happen. I wonder if 7,000 people have turned up in Alabama to see her. I wonder if she's even going to bother showing up in Alabama. I mean, you're right, yeah. But I ask that, or I mention all of that, because, the pageant, again, which no one was supposed to watch in the first place, was interesting for what it didn't. It was as interesting for what it didn't have as what it did. I was sitting there tweeting along, tweet, tweet, tweet. And they finally said the two words, and this is an issue that matters to me because of where I live. You know, planet Earth. They said the word climate change. I said, aha, oh, now we're going to. And they asked one question and cut to commercial. And never another word was said about it. Now, I expect there to be no climate change questions at one of these GOP clown barge debates. But with the Democrats, really? I know. I guess it just doesn't sell. Or I don't know. Who's on the advertiser list over? You kind of have to take that into consideration, don't you? Mm-hmm. I would have thought that, given the fact that President Obama had declared a moratorium on new coal leases the previous Friday, that maybe they would have wanted to do something with that. Ask a couple of questions. Was it the right thing to do? Because if you wanted, and here's why it probably didn't get asked. If you really wanted to see Senator Sanders put some space between himself and Dr. Senator Secretary Clinton, that was the one. Because Senator Sanders makes no bones about the fact that, well, he wouldn't throw a warm bucket of spit on the coal industry if they were engulfed in fire. Coal fire. Yeah, of course. On the other hand, I'm sure we would have gotten some Wall Street equivocation from, you know. But it really was quite stunning. But it's not quite everything that it's being said to be, this moratorium. The rules on coal leasing have not even been thought about in 30 years, and we're practically giving, it's kind of like Ammonium Bundy with the cattle. We're not charging anything near a fair price for grazing on federal lands, and guess what? The same thing applies to the coal industry. And that's why I get a little bit frustrated when I see things come around like, and this was over at Common Dreams, you can find it over there on their newswire, came out a week ago. The previous Friday had been the moratorium announcement. And the Sierra Club put out a press release in which they talked about the Arch Coal bankruptcy. Now, we all understand what bankruptcy means here, right? It means that the coal company, gets to shed a whole bunch of debt, gets to slap the faces of its employees, and particularly its retirees. But listen to what the Sierra Club said. The director of Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign, a woman named Marianne Hitt, said, Arch Coal's bankruptcy is the latest sign of a profound shift in America's energy landscape. With one-third of the nation's coal plants slated for retirement due to grassroots advocacy and increased competition from renewable energy, the coal industry's prospects are fading. The bankruptcy of America's second-largest coal company, which comes on the heels of an historic Universal Climate Agreement in Paris, is a clear signal that coal is a fuel of the past and that America's future will be powered by clean energy that doesn't harm public health or our climate. Ma'am, could I possibly just point out for a minute that the reason those coal-fired power plants are being retired has very precious little to do with grassroots advocacy or anything the Sierra Club has done? It has to do with the fact that we found another filthy fossil fuel that is cheaper to extract and easier to burn. Fracking gas. Shale gas. I get really frustrated with this stuff because it makes it sound like the somehow or another the coal industry is just going to faint dead away and we will never again be bothered by them. Couldn't be less true. But we make it a lot more likely that a lot more people get harmed when we tell people, coal is dead. It's not. damn vampire. I'm Bob Kincaid. We'll be back. Your calls.
Hi, Truth Seekers. If you find yourself grasping for words or just feeling a bit foggy, now's the time to support your brain health with E-Factor. E-Factor is a new product from Nova Nutrients and was especially designed by a physician to help keep your brain healthy and active. Testimonials from people who are using E-Factor are starting to come in. For example, quote, I started using E-Factor to help with mental clarity, to focus, and to help my memory. The first day I took E-Factor, I noticed I was much more alert, energized, and able to concentrate better, end quote. Here's another one. Quote, I asked my wife to try E-Factor because she complained about being groggy when working on the computer, and she had the same great results. I know that when I feel more alert, I can be more productive, and that is exactly what I've been looking for, end quote. So, keep your brain in shape with E-Factor. Click on the ad at MikeMalloy.com or visit NovaNutrients.com and be sure to use the special discount code MIKE at NovaNutrients.com. Oh, and love how you feel.
Hey, this is Reba McEntire, and I wanted to take a moment to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's one out of every five precious children in this country who might not get to eat dinner tonight. But hope is just around the bend, because there's enough healthy, nutritious food produced in this country to put a smile on the face of every last hungry kid. And that's when the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks steps into the picture. They collect surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to the hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. So join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Past 11 here in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And let's run over to the phone line and check in with Will in Chicago via Skype. Hey, Will.
Hi, Bob. Can you hear me clearly?
Loud and clear.
Excellent. Well, I was going to first comment on the moderators, Andrea Greenspan, Mitchell, and Lester Holt. Their moderation reminds me of a line from Macbeth. A tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury and signifying nothing.
NBC really did send the fourth string, didn't they, Will?
Excuse me, Bob. You know, I used to be a local print reporter in the Chicago area, and I actually moderated a city council debate in a small suburb. We, at that small debate, did a better job than the nationally renowned Andrea Mitchell and Lester Holt. Why? We didn't let people talk over the other candidates, and we darn sure didn't give one candidate four rebuttals in a row.
Yeah, you were counting, were you?
Yes, I did, because this was ridiculous. And then you had Andrea Mitchell's question to Bernie about, well, shouldn't you really be going after Bill Clinton? No, it's about issues. I could care less if Bill Clinton tonight is boinking a blow-up down. What I do care about is health care, jobs, environment, and trying to make sure we leave a civilization on a sustainable planet. But there was very little about the environment. There was not as much about health care and Jeff as I thought. And I felt like a need to say, I hate to sound old-fashioned, but I want the League of Women Voters back because...
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. And, you know, they'll probably be involved with some with it on the presidential level, you know, when it's down to just two people on the stage. But I got to thinking about things along these lines. What would be wrong with having a debate that didn't have a cheering studio audience? I mean, is this the vital work of the American Republic, or is this a family feud?
They want spectacle. They want Thunderdome. If the network executives had their way, they would attach the candidates on bungee cords and say, hammers are there, chainsaws are there, and it would look like the Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome movie without the pleasure of seeing Mel Gibson getting pummeled.
You brought your A game tonight, Will. That was very nice. But in all seriousness, they do. I mean, that moment when they cut away to Joke Toad sitting there saying, "And when we come back, the candidates will." I mean, I grew up watching beauty pageants. It used to be a big deal when Miss America would come around once a year. And CBS would carry it in prime time. And that's exactly what it looked like. When we come back, we'll check in with the contestants in their swimsuits. It's embarrassing, Will.
It is, because we have questions that are not in-depth. We do not have people who are asking very probing questions. I honestly thought some of the questions from the people on YouTube were better than what Mitchell and Holt had, which is rather pathetic, because these are people who are at least part of the upper 2% in terms of salaries, and are supposed to be professionals. As a print reporter, I tended to be somewhat skeptical of many of my electronic brethren, with a few exceptions, but we can do better and should. I want to know about issues. I want to know how what you will do in office is going to affect my life, those are the people I care about, and the like. But mind you, any one of them up there would be preferable to a President Cruz, a Trump.
Oh, sure.
Be perfectly willing to strip people of the their affordable health care. And, well, if a few thousand kids die in Appalachia, Gary, Chicago, Los Angeles, wherever. Well,
yeah, two or three is a tragedy. 2 or 3,000 is a statistic, right?
Yes, as Stalin said. And I have to honestly ask myself, even if none of these candidates are perfect, we have to remember we can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, because I'm not going to let my pride be what keeps someone from getting the health care they need.
There's very definitely a community aspect to all of that, and that's kind of where I am. Unfortunately, we've got to leave it at that, but it's always good talking to you, and I look forward to the next time. Take care, Will.
Take care. Stay strong.
Trying. You too. I do love the conversations we get to have. The line is clear if you want to jump in next. 304-574-8178. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, True Seekers. Kathy Malloy here. Have you joined the club, the coffee club? Blue Tribe Coffee is now offering a coffee club so you can get your favorite coffee delivered each month at an even greater discount than before. This delicious organic shade-grown coffee is grown responsibly at a high elevation in the Chiapas Mountains. And because it is harvested and roasted on-site, the local farmers and community receive a greater portion of the profit. Visit bluetribecoffee.com/coffeeclub and select either the 2 or 3 bag repeat order option, and it ships free. Each delicious bag of Blue Tribe coffee is a full 17.6 ounces. And for a limited time, Coffee Club members will have priority access to their special Maragohape elephant bean coffee. You have to taste it to believe it, True Seekers. Don't wait until you run out of coffee. Join the club. Support an advertiser who is supporting this program by visiting bluetribecoffee.com/coffeeclub today.
Hi, True Seekers. Mike Malloy here. You know, the weather's getting colder, which leaves us vulnerable to the cracking, chafing, and itching of dry, irritated skin. Fortunately, our family has found a natural solution to this uncomfortable condition from Healin' Hollers. Two solutions, actually. Lemon hemp cream and whipped shea mint cream. The whipped shea mint cream is also an excellent deep conditioner for your hair and dry, itchy scalp. It's a much better dandruff treatment than the expensive commercial chemical concoctions cooked up in a lab. Healin' Hollers is a little home-based business in the Ozarks, not a corporation. Each batch of these creams is handmade using organic ingredients they compound themselves, so you can be sure of their purity and quality. The good folks at Healin' Hollers are committed supporters of this program and are committed to producing the best herbal products to serve your health. Visit healin-hollers.com or click on their ad at mikemalloy.com and enjoy soft, smooth skin all winter long.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over! Whoa!
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
26 before the hour. A little bit of time left for conversation in this Monday evening MLK Day holiday program. I've been thrilled to pieces to be able to sit in for Mike this evening as he and Kathy and presume Molly celebrate what I understand to be Kathy's birthday. Happy birthday, Kathy. Hope you're having a dandy one. Let's run back over to the phones and see. I think we're what down around L.A. way. Welcome to the program.
Yes, Bob. Evening. How you doing?
Oh, is this Billable Rick?
It is, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a quick call, and as you may know, I went to the Van Morrison concert.
That had to be fun.
He still sounds the same. I mean, that voice. They even invited Tom Jones up to the stage for a couple of songs. He happened to be there.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, exactly. Just hanging out, yeah. And did like a 15-minute version of Mystic to end the show, which was pretty amazing.
Oh, Into the Mystic? Wow.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing he didn't do is he didn't do Brown Eyed Girl. And he didn't do, I forget the other song that he didn't do. But everything else he pretty much did. And, boy, I tell you, after what happened to Glenn Frey, I'm glad I'm going to these shows because you just never know.
Yeah, it's a tough day. Glenn Frey and, from Tower of Power, one of the guys there, and the drummer from Mott the Hoople, all what, today?
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Wow. Well, you just got to live every day as if it could be your last, because one never knows, right, Bob?
No one here gets out alive, Rick.
No, that's for sure. And if I could also talk about the bird brains in Oregon.
Well, I think you're being a little hard on the birds, but yeah. Dude, please go ahead. Yeah.
The guy who took a U.S. Fish and Wildlife vehicle to do a supermarket run at the Safeway in Burns, you probably saw that he was arrested for unauthorized use of a government vehicle.
That's one.
And he's like a three-time loser from what I can tell, because he was also at the time on probation.
Well, his bail was conditioned upon not occupying any more federal facilities. Am I correct?
Yeah. His bail on the most recent charge, which I think was like just this past November or something like that. It had to do with, I think, camping, illegal camping.
And honestly, I didn't know there was such a criminal statute in the federal code, but I'll take them at their word. I just want to see these freaks arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, sent to Supermax in Colorado, and never heard from again.
Well, maybe you could put them together with some of the terrorists, like the Blind Sheik, and do a cage match between them.
Maybe they could have coffee with the Unabomber.
Hey, there you go. Good old Ted. Yeah, but by not acting, I don't know what the federal strategy is here. I don't think there is one.
I don't either. And see, what I have been predicting, Rick, is coming true, because there are stories that are sort of dribbling out now that they're planning their next one, and apparently that one's going to be in Utah.
Oh, geez.
So we'll have another one of these, and then we'll have another and another and another, and pretty soon they might even be able to link up. And then it'll be downright interesting.
Well, and it won't be possible to go camping in the national parks anymore, because all these goobers will be, will have occupied them, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, I imagine there's probably not a lot of bird watching goes on in these conditions this time of year.
Right.
But I imagine there are a few people who might like to. And guess what? Those American citizens are being deprived of their ability to enjoy the property that belongs to we the people.
No doubt about it. And, there are certain winter birds, too. I mean, I grew up in Iowa, and I used to catalog all the birds. And you'd see different ones in the winter than you did in the summer and spring. But
did you,
you know,
did you press them between the pages when you were cataloging? Or I mean, I'm sorry.
that'd get a little icky,
wouldn't it?
That was a good one, Bob. I think that was some kind of a science project I had when I was like in seventh or eighth grade in middle school. So.
Yeah, I'll be here for another 40 minutes. Don't try the veal. I'm sorry.
Tastes just like sparrow, right?
there's a joke out there, but I'm not gonna. Yeah. We don't have the time. I don't want to do that on your call.
Sounds good, Bob. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let somebody else have the floor here. So you have a good evening, and you're doing a great job on Mike's show here.
Well, thank you very kindly, Rick. I really appreciate the kind words. We Agnes and I have a blast back here, even when we can see our breath. It's getting a little
brisk.
Turn the
space heaters on.
That's the thing. They're on.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, not a lot of insulation in here.
And they cost a fortune to run, as opposed to, you know, if you have central heat or something. It's crazy.
Well, our coal-fired electricity isn't quite as cheap as it used to be. It's gone up something like 300% in the last 8 years.
Whoa, jeez!
And
wow.
That didn't have anything to do with the Kenyan Muslim usurper. That had to do with greed and avarice on the part of the power company.
Right,
and their pet public service commission.
Right, and probably entering into long-term contracts that, you know, were not economically, you know, rational or feasible.
No, they bought high and sold cheap because. Well, once again, the presence of wealth is never a guaranteed indicator of the presence of brains.
Just look at T. Rump.
Well, just look at Dim Leader.
There you go, Dim Leader. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Case in point.
Well, it's good to hear from you. Good to hear from you, indeed. And we'll talk again soon, even if it's over on the horn.
Okay, that sounds great, Bob. You take care.
All right. See you, Rick. Bye now.
Bye.
And that's our buddy Billable Rick calling from the L.A. area. We get concert reports from Billable Rick from time to time. And there are a few minutes left if you want to try to wedge in one more phone call. One other update from the Hee-Haw Caliphate. The officially self-appointed spokesman of Y'al-Qaeda, namely a guy named... Robert Lavoie Finicum he hasn't been arrested or anything, but his patriotic duty, as he understands it, has just cost him about $100,000. Because see, these white privileged goobs are just they're leeches. The reason Lavoie Finicum was able to go up there is because he was bringing in an absolute boatload of our money, you know, yours and mine, we the people, trying to form that more perfect union. Because he set himself up in the foster, he and his wife set themselves up in the foster care game. And they specialized in taking young men into their homes who have had traumatic experiences as children, things like mental health issues, substance abuse, emotional, developmental needs, that sort of thing. And they were doing this down in Arizona, Stan. Well, when the Arizona Department of Social Services found out that one of the two people that they were paying to take care of these children... who were tasked with the duty of making sure that they were okay. Well, when the Arizona folks found out, they came and they pulled the children out of the home. And I have deep respect for people who really care about abused and neglected children and open their doors to them as foster parents. I do. This ain't one of those guys. Lavoie Finicum is right chafed with the government now. He said, that was my main source of income. My ranch, well, the cows just cover the costs of the ranch. If this means rice and beans for the next few years, so be it. we're going to stay the course. Wonder how Mrs. Levoy is going to feel about that. He said, speaking of the foster children, they were ripped from my wife. Really? Were they sewn on? We are very successful foster parents. Our track records are good. It's been a good relationship. Federal authorities must have gotten to the governor who told the state to get them out of there. Now what do you get paid if you're Levoy Finkham? Somewhere between $22 and $37 a child per day. Back in 2009, Mr. and Mrs. Patriot Finkham hauled down $115,000. Now that we know who and what he is, can you imagine what kind of mental abuse those children suffered? It's the government. They're coming for our freedom. You want a gun, kid? Yeah. Because freedom. Wolverines! Right? Yeah. Hey. This is the Malloy Program. It's break time. I'm Bob Kincaid. We'll be back.
This is Mike Malloy. Being a kid today isn't easy. If you have kids in your life, you need to know about an innovative product from Nova Nutrients designed to help them succeed. Visit NovaNutrients.com and learn more about Potential, the only scientifically formulated chewable children's multivitamin patented for behavior, learning, and academic performance. Potential provides active vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants from whole foods like superfruits and berries. It's the only kids vitamin with an advanced form of vitamin K2 that helps build strong, healthy bones. What it doesn't have are additives, colors, preservatives, and sugars found in most mass-market kids' vitamins. Objective test results in one 11-year-long classroom study showed the Potential made a significant impact on standardized test scores. Teachers love it, and kids say it tastes great. So give the kids you love every advantage with Potential. Get a special price on kids' Potential with my discount code, M-I-K-E, when you visit NovaNutrients.com. That's NovaNutrients.com.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas. 1 in 300 million. The odds of a daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts. 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 7 Grammy Awards. 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records. 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
10 before the hour, as we put a nice little bow on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day edition of the Malloy program. I'm Bob Kincaid, and oh, goodness me, where to go? So many weirdos, so little time. Oh, let's do this, because he's not getting any attention. We were talking a minute ago about Lavoy Finkham, whose main source... don't you love it when children in crisis are described as my main source of income? Kind of tells you that he didn't get into it because he loves kids. No, it's lucrative. Well, it turns out, I mentioned a few minutes ago, they're already planning their next assault on the commons. And we have to understand it as such. It is an assault on the commons. It is what these birther, deather, booger eater patriots are doing is nothing short of an assault on you, me, and the idea of popular sovereignty. And that we are the government. The government is us. But I mentioned a little bit ago that they're already off and running on what they hope will be the next act of sedition with which they are allowed to get away with no consequences whatsoever. And as I mentioned, it's probably going to be in Utah, because there's we need to understand these as seditious urges. Plain and simple. Once they'd gotten back, Lavoy Finkham, who went to Utah from, Oregon, said, we went fast and came back fast. I doubt law enforcement even knew we were gone. Probably they did, but they were nice enough to let us go and come back. Nice enough. I know, maybe I'm doing the wrong accent, but... It sure seems kind of Confederate, doesn't it, to you? And that's the one thing I have yet to see out of all of the coverage of the patriotic assault on the bird sanctuary. I have yet to see any Confederate flags. But get a few more of these birthers, deathers, baggers, tenthers, ninthers, deathers, and booger eaters in there, and they'll go up too, right there next to that yellow of a certain type of yellow colored snake flag. Don't read to me. No, they went to Utah from Oregon, and even though these guys have already very likely committed any number of federal crimes. Yeah, law enforcement just said, yeah, go on through, guys. Yeah, have a nice trip. Yeah, come back when you're done. And according to Lavoy Finkham, they went down to Utah, he and Ryan Bundy, Ammonium Bundy's brother, Cloven Bundy's boy, and they claimed that they actually met with county officials in Utah who are just a raring to go to have themselves a standoff with the federales. I liked it better when standoffs with the federales worked out more along the lines of the end of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. So watch that space. They were probably somewhere near Cedar City, Utah. Ryan Bundy lives there. That's where he owns a construction company. Wonder who he hires, huh? Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. Wonder if his workers' comp and FICA and everything are all in order. That's government oppression. Because see, after they got away with pointing guns at BLM agents there in Bundyville or wherever the hell it was. They invaded and occupied a piece of public property in what's called Recapture Canyon in Utah. Well, am I being unduly harsh? Or is there really a monumentally screwed up set of priorities here? Who among us, truth seekers, would be allowed to do what these ill-educated, ill-willed, ill-minded morons are getting away with? Yeah, I'm guessing none of us is the answer, isn't it? But these guys, because they've got some snake flags and snacks, and apparently at least one idiot who's walking around in a George Washington costume. Oh, sure. Why not? You know, a prosecutor can get a grand jury to look the other way on the pretty obvious slaughter of a 12-year-old African-American boy. But I guess the grand jury, the federal grand jury, doesn't want to hear anything about these clowns. Happy MLK Day. Yeah. Thanks, Mike and Kathy, for letting me come and play around the campfire this evening. I really appreciate it. Y'all have a lovely evening and a better tomorrow. Mike will be back tomorrow evening. Till then, keep it lit. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, True Seekers. Kathy Malloy here, back with another testimonial from Nova Joint, the physician-designed supplement for smooth, gliding joints. It's worked for me, and it's working for our listeners, too. A True Seeker in Los Angeles writes, "Since I started taking Nova Joint for sore fingers and hands, I noticed that my nails are stronger and don't break anymore. What a great side benefit at only one capsule a day. I would have bought Nova Joint just for this. By the way, my hands felt better with Nova Joint in less than 2 weeks. I'm telling my friends." Well, thank you. I'm telling my friends, too. Return to those daily activities you used to enjoy. And, hey, enjoy beautiful nails, too. Visit MikeMalloy.com and click on the Nova Joint ad and use the special discount code MIKE. Or save even more on 3 bottles when you use the code MIKE3. Stop hurting and be happy.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
ta-da!
To...
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.